Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another English with Fraser podcast, the English podcast where you can learn natural and authentic British English from me, Fraser, a resident and English man coming from England who's spoken British English my whole life. So listening to my podcast, you can develop a keen ear, pick up and understand natural English spoken at a normal speed. Now, this podcast is recorded just after the previous one, if you've listened to the last one. Or if you have not, I do urge you to start from phrasal verbs part one, as this is part three, so you can listen to all four in order and hear all 100 most used and most useful phrasal verbs to supercharge your English. Now, this episode is part three, so we're going from 51 to 75. So, without further ado, here we go. 51. Hold on. Hold on. Now, hold on means to wait. So, can you just hold on a minute? I've just got something in my shoe. I need to adjust it. Hold on. To wait, to just wait a second, just relax, wait, hold on. Hold up, hold up. Now, hold up is to delay. You usually talk about a hold up in traffic. Now, that van had a flat tire, so we held up the traffic. Oh, sorry, I was late. The train was held up because the train driver had a bit of a problem. Hold up, to delay. Keep on, keep on. Keep on means continue, carry on. He just kept on talking. He just never stopped. Keep on, continue. The meeting kept on running at least another 20 minutes late. 20 minutes over, kept on going. Keep up with. Keep up with means to stay in touch with, to know everything, to be on top of, so to keep up with the news. Have you kept up with the latest fashion trends? Are you aware of them? Do you follow them? Have you kept up with them? Unfortunately, I haven't really kept up with football this season. I've been quite busy with work. Anything cool happened? Lay off. Lay off means to dismiss or to fire. The company had to lay off several employees, so unfortunately they were sacked. Yeah, they were fired. Lay off. Let down. Let down, which means to be disappointed. So sorry to let you down, boss, but I can't make it tonight. So disappoint. It's a bit of a letdown, but he's not going to make it. I just didn't want to let you down. That's why I didn't tell you about the mistake. Didn't want to disappoint. Look after. Look after means to take care of. So it was his job to look after his younger brother. I mean, looking after dogs, it can be tiring, but it's definitely worth it. To take care of, to look after. Look forward to. Look forward to. Now, literally it means looking straight forward, but it actually means to be excited about something. So I'm looking forward to seeing you next Tuesday. So you're excited to see them. I'm looking forward to going to the restaurant. I'm looking forward to the summer holiday when the weather is fantastic. So you're excited. You're thinking about that. You can't wait. Look into. Investigate. Check out. The police are looking into the matter. It's under control. So the police are investigating. Actually, I didn't think the service was particularly good. Can you look into that for me? Can you investigate that for me? Look up, look up. So literally it means to look in the sky, look up. but the real meaning is to look something up. So to find out, to search for, to research. Or can you look up the meaning in the dictionary? Can you check the meaning in the dictionary? You don't mind looking up the date of the party, do you? Which means you don't mind searching for, you don't mind checking. Look up. Can be online, you can look stuff up online, on your phone, in a dictionary, wherever. Make out. Make out. Now this could mean to kiss someone. So you make out with someone. So you kiss them a lot. Or it could also be to distinguish, to try to understand, to try and decipher. Good word, decipher. I can't make out what he's saying. Oh, his accent is too strong. I can't make it out. So his accent's too strong. I don't understand. I don't have my glasses on. Can you make out what that sign says? To see, to distinguish, to understand. So if you say you can't make out, then you can't see it, you can't hear, you can't understand anything. Make up. Make up, which means to create something new. It's usually a make-up story or make up an excuse. He always makes up new excuses when he's late for work. So that means when he's late for work, he'll think of a new reason why he's late to tell someone. Move on. Move on. It just means to get over something, to not care about something anymore, to that's beneath you. Now you don't care. So, yeah, we did have a good friendship, but we've both moved on. So that means that's in the past. So it's in the past and you move forward. So you move on from behind you to in front of you. So from the past to the future. Pass away. Pass away. So that means somebody has died. So the cat's passed away. Very sad. His grandfather's passed away. So passed from this life into the next life. Gone to heaven. Pass away. Payback. Payback could be revenge. So I want to get some payback. I need some revenge. But it also means to return payment. So to give money back. Say you bought dinner for me because I didn't have my credit card. Then I'd say, oh, thanks, I'll pay you back next time. So next time I'll pay the money I owe you back. So I'll reimburse you. It's a fancy way to say it. Pick up. Similar to drop off. Pick up is when you go and pick someone up. You go and take someone. So usually in a car. Could be a taxi. So I'll pick you up from the station at 7 o'clock. So I'll travel to the station. And then 7 o'clock in the car. I'll pick you up. You'll sit in the car. And then I'll take you home. Point out. Point out. So the point out means make somebody aware of something. So can you point out the mistake? Can you show me the mistake? Can you point out where you don't understand? So to show me where you don't understand. Point out the odd one out. So point out the one that looks different. Point out the one that doesn't taste good. Put away. Put away. So put away is where you put something into another drawer or container or tidy it up. Please can you put your shoes away? So your shoes might be in the middle of the corridor, but they should go in the shoebox. But you've been careless and left them in the middle of the corridor. Put them away now. So that means put the shoes where they should go. Put the shoes in the shoebox now. Put off. Put off. Now that just means to delay. To not do something you should and do it later. So delay. He put off the decision to sort his teeth out. He put off the decision to see the doctor. So that means he didn't see the doctor today. He delayed it. He just delayed it. they put the meeting off until tomorrow. So they cancel the meeting and then rechange the day to tomorrow. Put on, which means put on some clothes, to wear some clothes. Please put on a jacket, it's cold. So wear a jacket, it's cold. Or also to turn on like a microwave or an appliance or the heating, so central heating. Please can you put the heating on? Please can you put the light on? So turn on the light, turn on the heating. I haven't put the light on yet, that's why it's so dark. Put up with. I can't put up with it any longer. Put up with, to tolerate. I've just had enough. I can't put up with this rude behaviour anymore. That means you'll no longer have the patience to put up with that behaviour. You no longer have the patience to carry on. You've had enough of it. Can't put up with it. Run into. It's when you stumble across, when you find someone or something that you didn't expect to see. I ran into a friend. At the supermarket, I ran into an old friend. So you didn't intend to see the friend. You didn't plan to see the friend. You didn't even know he was there. But by chance, you just happened to run into him. I ran into my friend. Run out of. That means we don't have any left. So the stocks and supply is low. Oh, we've run out of milk. That means we don't have any milk. Oh, we've run out of coffee. What are we going to do? We don't have any coffee left. Can you go and buy some sugar? We've run out of sugar. We no longer have sugar. Run over. Usually used to speak about a car. So the car ran over a person. Or the car ran over a deer, which means the car drove over. That person or object doesn't have to literally go under the car. Could just hit the car. It's run over. Anything that moves fast in one direction could run something over. You could have a herd of cows that run over somebody, or some buffalo or wild bison that run over something. Usually something quite big that's moving fast when we say run over. So if you were going slow, it wouldn't really be running over. So if there's a tortoise, can't really run over because that's just by default quite slow, right? Lastly for this episode, set off. That means to depart, to leave, usually on a trip. What time are we going to set off? What time are we leaving? When are we going? I think my flight's at 1 p.m. So do you want to set off to the airport at 10 o'clock? Set off, leave, get ready to go. Set off, leave the house, leave wherever you are to go to your destination. Yeah, they set off on the camping trip quite early this morning. So they left to go camping early this morning. Okay, thank you everybody for listening to another English with Fraser podcast, a podcast where you can learn authentic and natural British English with me, Fraser, from England. I hope you enjoyed it. Please do leave a rating, a 5-star review, share, send to friends, drop a comment, drop a like, send me an email, englishwithfraser@gmail.com, link in the description. If you've got any suggestions or want to drop a comment or let me know anything, even some questions, happy to answer any questions, of course, let me know. And this is part 3 of 4, so I'll see you guys in part 4 of 100 most used phrasal verbs. Thank you and take care. Bye-bye.